The Milwaukee County Board has passed the sales tax increase, which will help prevent a dire financial situation. It's Friday, July 28th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Wisconsin joins a coalition to reject a settlement from manufacturer 3M. And Bridget Bowden has a Wisconsin life story about the unofficial anthem to Madison's Concerts on the Square. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
The Milwaukee County Board passed the 0.4% sales tax increase on Thursday. Evan Casey explains the move is meant to avoid a looming fiscal cliff.
The increase will go into effect on January 1st. It's expected to generate an additional $82 million for the county next year. Without it, the county was facing a $65 million budget gap in 2026. Milwaukee County Board Chair Marcelia Nicholson urged her colleagues to approve the increase.
We can either go into financial crisis and deny ourselves local dollars that provide critical services our constituents rely on, or we can take advantage of a once-in-a-generation opportunity to invest in our communities.
The county was allowed to pass the increase because of the sweeping state shared revenue law. The board passed the hike by a vote of 15-3. The Milwaukee County Executive is expected to sign it into law soon. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A design firm is unveiling tweaks to its plan for revamping the waterfront along Lake Monona in Madison. During a public meeting this week, architect Anna Course said the proposed changes include an underpass connecting North and South Madison at John Nolan Drive. She says the change follows feedback asking for more separation between drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists.
The underpass is this incredible gateway entrance, this opportunity to experience and sort of open up onto the waterfront and then sort of choose your path as you come out and move along.
A master plan could be presented to Madison's Common Council this fall. The total project spans nearly 2 miles along the waterfront and includes 17 acres of public green space. A final price tag remains uncertain. Governor Tony Evers and Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call have joined a coalition to oppose a roughly $10 billion settlement from Minnesota-based 3M. As Danielle Kading reports, the deal is intended to address PFAS pollution of public water supplies.
Call and Evers say the deal fails to hold 3M accountable and puts taxpayers on the hook for any future PFAS costs. In a statement, Evers said families and communities across the state are facing an enormous expense to remove the chemicals from drinking water. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg says the city joined the lawsuit to recover costs from PFAS contamination of city wells. She says that's resulted in higher rates for residents.
We didn't sign on for just this short blip. We're in it for the long haul so that we can get the best cost recovery for our ratepayers.
She says residents shouldn't have to bear those costs alone. Last summer, Call filed a separate lawsuit against 18 companies, including 3M, to recover costs tied to PFAS contamination. That case is still ongoing. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's summer job season in Wisconsin, giving teens work experience. And some employers say they've had an easier time finding seasonal workers than the last 2 years. The Experimental Aircraft Association in Oshkosh hires around 600 people for its signature Air Venture event. Dick Napinski is with the association.
2021 and 22, it was a real challenge to find people. I can say in 2023, that eased.
Sonny's Italian Kitchen and Pizzeria in Sturgeon Bay experienced a similar situation. Its owner says finding seasonal help was easier in 2023 than the prior 2 years. That's despite the labor force participation rate among Wisconsin teens declining from 66% in 2000 to 56% in 2022. Those numbers come from UW Extension. Coming up, we've got a real catchy tune that you can listen to next time you're driving down Highway 51. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a song about Madison.
For a lot of folks in Madison, going to concerts on the square is a summer tradition. For some people, the classical music by the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra is the highlight. But for WPR's Bridget Bowden, the best part is a song called Home to Madison.
Picture this. You're sitting on a blanket on the Capitol lawn in Madison. It's a warm summer evening, and you're listening to beautiful classical music. You're feeling very fancy, sipping wine and eating cheese. But at the end of the concert, when you start to pack up your blanket, you hear this. This is Home to Madison, and it's not fancy. It's basically a country song. They play it at the end of every single concert on the square. And honestly, I love it. I mean, just listen to these lyrics.
Grilling brats on the barbecue. Friends and laughs and hey, what's new? I'm coming home.
So I wanted to know, what is the deal with this song? Where did it come from? And why do they play it here, of all places? I caught up with Andrew Sewell, the musical director of the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, to hear the story. He says it all started with Madison's sesquicentennial back in 2006. They were putting together a time capsule and wanted a signature song to describe Madison. They asked for songwriters to submit entries.
And we got it down to four finalists. And I just wasn't particularly enamored with any of them. And I thought, I know that we can do better than that.
So he called up a friend of his, an electric violinist named Tracy Silverman.
I said, hey, Trace, we've got this thing. Could you just write, say, maybe a 3 or 4 minute song about Madison?
A few days later, Silverman sent a demo of Home to Madison. The judges loved it so much that they made it the fifth finalist, added it to the time capsule, and of course, started playing it at concerts on the square. Silverman lives in Nashville now, but he does have roots here.
You know, I grew up in Wisconsin, and I have to admit, this is kind of on the DL, but I grew up in Beloit, not in Madison. But I spent a lot of time in Madison as a kid.
So he says finding inspiration for the song was easy.
You know, I learned how to drive a car, you know, on the country roads outside Beloit. And it was usually my job to grill the brats, and I'd have a grill full of brats just up in flames because of all that, you know, the way brats do when they grill. And all of that stuff was just in my mind.
Home, where I'm supposed to be.
Musically, he says he was going for something easy and fun to listen to.
I was kind of thinking John Cougar Mellencamp or something kind of like that, just sort of real straight up the middle kind of something that everybody would like.
The chorus is easy to sing along to, including my personal favorite lyric, just off Highway 51.
I'm coming home.
Just, even though nobody really calls it Highway 51, but it rhymes with Madison, so, you know, sort of.
Silverman knows that it's not the most serious song in the world, but that's the beauty of it, he says.
You know, if I lived in Madison as an adult, I might have had a much more nuanced view of the politics and the economics and all various things that are could be problematic and that people discuss as adults. And I didn't have any of that to burden me, you know. All I had was going swimming in Lake Mendota and stuff like that.
He says of all the music he's ever recorded, this song is probably the one that the most people know, thanks to concerts on the square. And he feels good about that legacy.
I couldn't be more honored to have the tune in people's minds as they're leaving that great venue and feeling like, you know, this is their home.
WPR's Bridget Bowden brought us that story on the unofficial anthem of concerts on the square, Home to Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum. Home to
Madison. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. You can catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, don't forget to subscribe and leave us that rating and review. Have a great day and an even better weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. I'm coming home, just outside.